in the Hadassah. The Marmidan Nikdam Roshay, Marmidan of Nikdam Roshay is going to be puzzle that if the top of the Hadassah gets cut off, it's going to be puzzle. Now, it's going to be puzzle. Now the problem is Ulushem is a kasha from the sugya later on. The sugya later on seems to say that there's a whole sugya about being katam, officially shik tumim, and our passes that nickname is going to be kosher. So here we have a serious sugya. Mitzadacha, the Mishnah says nickname is going to be pasal, and Mitzadacha, the whole sugya later on, seems to say that nickname is going to be kosher, and we pass in like mandam and nickname is going to be okay. So the question is, Heichu, how do you answer the serious sugya? So the four main malchim in the Shita Sarishan. The Murchai brings down. One say that the Mishnah is Nikdam Rishay Pasul, and the Mishnah later on, they both really stumble with each other. Nikdam Rishay Pasul doesn't really mean Pasul, it means not Lachachila. Lachachila, it's Pasul, but you have it, it's okay. So the first Mishnah, which says no good, that means Mitzad Lachachila Shabbai. Second Mishnah, which says that it is good, that's copy the B'diyavit Shabbai, and B'diyavit's going to be Kasher. That's Malach number one, that answers the stereo. Malach number two is the Rif, I guess more, most Pashad away, and Chanami, it's Machlekes Sugyas. And the Mishnah says Nikdam Rishay is possible. The Mishnah later on says it's going to be kosher. And it's a machlekes. And it's a machlekes, but Nikdam Rishay is possible. Nikdam Rishay is going to be kosher. And we're going to pass like the Gemara later on, which Nikdam Rishay is going to be kosher. And it's like it is a stira. And we pass like the second sukkah of Nikdam Rishay is going to be kosher. The Ravid says a lashon. I have it in front of me, but he says a lashon that yesh lechalik between two types of nikdam. There's one type of nikdam which is the Mishnah, which is nikdam roisha, which is going to be puzzle, and the Mishnah later on is the type of nikdam which is some other story, and that's not going to be puzzle, it's something else. What is that case? So there are really two ways I understand the Raven. The Raven apparently more seemingly inside and really more ma'arich in the Raven says that on the bottom of a hadas is like a stump. That's what it is, and it's attached over there.
So the bottom of
the gaza. What do you say? It's like a clump. Right? I don't know if it's like, it's not like there's a clump over there with where it grows out of, right? What do you say? It's like the it grows the hadas and grow out of like a bush, right? So now there's the top and the bottom. The top nikdam rishay on the top. That's posel. The Mishnah later on, Nikdam Rishay is more cut off from the bottom. You might think you have to cut it together with its clump, and therefore you might think over there that's what you need to do. Kamashimon, you don't need to do that, and that's going to be kosher. Notice the Mishnah before is on top, that's possible. The Mishnah later on, which says Nikdam Rishay is going to be kosher, the Diavad, that's somewhere where it's on the bottom, and that, if you cut that, that's going to
be kosher.
Yeah, that's the Shaila. Yeah, that's the Nidim over there. The other mahalach, the way the Ran understood the Raivid, this is more place can more bring it down, is that on the Hadas, a lot of times you have Hadas is Mishulash, right? It's one of the big things what Mishulash is, one of the big discussions, Shem and Shem and next year. So in between the Kanim, you have 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, sometimes there are things like growing out, a whole bunch of like leaves growing out. So.
Leaves or stems?
Stems of the leaves, I'm saying things are growing out. Now, the shaila is that in between, that should be mafsik the mashulah shabai. Therefore, they decide to say that's going to be mafsik it. And the first mishnah is nikdam rishay means the top. Top is going to be pasul. The next mishnah, which says that nikdam rishay is not pasul, is some of the stuff in between. That over there, we're saying that there's a din, maybe the chila go cut it off. And that's also over there, is that going to be kosher, b'diavad. And v'chulu, and over there, the halacha l'maaseh is that over there it's going to be kosher. So let's see what Mishnah says. Nachu, we have two sugyas. Mishnah says nikdam rishay seems to be no good. Next sugya seems to say is good. We have four mahachim. With the rif, machlekes the sugyas. First Mishnah holds pasul. Second Mishnah holds kosher. B'diavad, I guess we could say it's going to be kosher. That's mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is the Mordechai, the chachila. Nikdam Rishay is pasul, but b'diavad it's kasher, and that's how they put the two sugyas together. Mahalach number three is the Ravid, that there's Nikdam Rishay on the top, which is pasul, there's Nikdam something else, which is kasher. What is that something else? There's one mahalach, it just means the clump on the bottom that you might think has to grow out of it. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is the way the Ram brings down that you have stems, things coming out in between. So that should be mafsik, the kasheris of the hadas, and that's the discussion. The chili should cut it off, b'diavad. And that, and that's
why does Rishmal say you need one if it's a hefsek?
They say?
Why does Rishmal, how could you say you need one if you're saying it's a hefsek? You don't have it all.
According to what?
Rishmal says you should leave one with not nitam, right? So we're quoting the second mission of nitam of
even one. Let's see, even one not nitam. What I say?
Rishmal says two is fine nitam, one you have to have at least one
full. One totally nitam, right? Totally cut off. And you're supposed to cut these things off, right? There's mitzadachas, I guess. Mitzadachas is a chisaron because you cut things off. Misaracha, the sad, the pasos is that it's not doing nafsek pelvis. So that's the kuach in the Mishnah. You're cutting things off in the middle. So maybe that's like a nikdam, which maybe could be a problem. Misaracha, it's nafsek in between. It's nafsek in between. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. And that's going to be the Mishnah over there that cut them all off, cut a chilek them off, you should cut them off. And that's the discussion over there. Now, in terms of mitzad etzem din, why is nikdam reishai over here, if you hold that, it's not going to be possible. Pass Mishra, please, a second. Why over here, if you hold Nikdam Rishay, is not going to be possible? Why is it going to be kosher over here? Why is it different than other? Why is it different than Nikdam by other halachas? So the Lashon of the Rishayim, which I don't have in front of Mishra Berurah, but the Lashon Mishra brings down from based on Rishayim, is that any of the Rav Nikdam Rishay possible? And why? The Hadas, enough of Chayim Rishay, the Hadas, the Anafim, the enough more chayim is reishay. The ain ketima nikar spam. Ketima is not nikar spam. That being that it's not nikar, being that it's covered, therefore it's not going to be nikar. So being that it's not nikar, so therefore that's the sibas hadavar that it's not going to be a problem. And as much as davar is nachu, we have a kasha. Lulav, which is nikdam, what's halacha? Pasul. Hadas, which is nikdam, is going to be kasha. What's the yisrael chilik? Zak the yishayim, the chilik is because over there it's nikar. Over here it's not nikkur because being that the tzur of the hadas is that's mesholos and the things on top of it, so being that's a tzur shabai, so therefore that's not going to be an issue because it's not going to be nikkur. Zakta prima gadim, let's say it is nikkur. There aren't hadasim going all the way up. So the fiza, it is nikkur, and being that it's nikkur, therefore it's going to be possible. Shatzin brings it down. If he's a nikdam reisha had das, I know reisha eats because the kamei insham alun rachav reisha is going to be pasul. It's going to be tekzach. There's on its side, the nikdam reisha is going to be kosher. The sibas adavar why it's kosher is because it's not nikar because you have the leaves covering over and therefore it's not so nikar. And in the chenami, if there wouldn't be alum over there, it's going to be pasul. I feel with the lack acher, it's going to be pasul. Just want to give me share. Where's after? If they can share this. Huh? I feel like Acher. Fine. I feel not like the Rakala Achas. My Shay is going to be possible. Zak the Pekri Yaakov. Come Makim. Say that. Come Makim. Zak the Pekri Yaakov. And even though it's possible, you have Eitzah out of Kasher. What's the Eitzah? What's the problem over here? We're saying Betzah Nikdam Rosh is going to be Kasher. Now, if it's Nikr, then it's going to be possible. Zak the Pekri Yaakov. You have some very simple Eitzah. Cut the Eitzah further down. And now it's not nicker anymore. What was the problem? It's like sticking up. Therefore, it's nicker. It's all not covering it. So cut the eights lower down. You go, and now it's going to be covered. So the fiza, it's not going to be nicker anymore. I think that's not nicker anymore. Therefore,
you can save your
hat. You're going to cut it down. And therefore, it's going to be, you have a zayitza. I, the program says, plus that's the one where it's not going to have a shiradas. If you cut it down too long, it's not going to have a shiradas. But and Echanami, it's going to do this. Pasul b'chol makim, it's aser to cut on yontif because masakin. That even though you like this way we mimachshir, it's aser to do it on yontif because that's going to be a taina of masakin. So chazanish is a very shtaka taina this. No, what was the chazan? Let's just chazan we were having over here. We had a steer of sikas, right? Mishnah says pasul, and Gemara says kasher. We said four different mahalchim. On its side, that is kasher. Why is it kasher? What's the reason why? It's not nicker. Zak the prima gadim b'kri Yaakov. If it is nicker, it's going to be pasul. So the chaznish, I have a new answer to the stira. The mission which says it's pasul, so my word is nicker. The gemara which says it's not pasul, so my word is not nicker. Why is everyone mutzring through sugyas and paskin like and making whole kintas very pasul malach? When it's nicker, that's the mission says it's pasul, and the whole sugya on. So my word is not nicker. What the halacha is going to be? Therefore, he says that he's chiluk, and he says kibshutai that nikr and not nicker is not going to be the etzem nafkamina. And even if it's nicker, it's going to be kosher. What I we shouldn't say a lashon of that type of nicker. So one side the chazanish wants to say is that the yisod of lamdas is what's missing lulav and hadas is the pshat, but lulav the ikker yoyfi or the ikker chashivas adavar is in the roish shabai. And the roish shabai is going to be nikdam, so then it's going to be possible. Mashiach, we're doing with the hadas. The ikker is the yoyfi of the thing, and the ikker hadas is the mashulash shabai. So if things mashulash, the fact that it's missing on the top, it's not nicker, it's not chashev, there's not so much of a chashivas to it. And that's what they mean when they say it's not nicker. It doesn't mean it's not nicker, because every nicker would be possible. There's not a chashivas to it. The ikker yofi is in the avos shabai. And being that the hadas is mashulas, the fact that the top is nicker, that doesn't make so much of a difference, and that's not so much of a ramifications to it. And therefore, it doesn't make so much of a difference. That's one of the chazanish. And later on in the shtickle, he says, maybe the Rishonim. He goes back and forth, he's not like other Rishonim. He says, different. Since with Derek Klal, maybe it's not Nicker. Therefore, the Nimitz Chazal to understand when it is a pasul, when it's not a pasul. But Derek Klal is not Nicker when it's cut off. So even if Echdim says Nicker, but Nimitz Chazal, that's not going to pasul. And therefore, the chazanish wants to note it to say it's not true. And even if it's Nicker, he said, that's not the. And if it was nicker, then it's going to be kosher. Yeah, Saturday Paskin. Mechaber Paskins, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber brings down Nikta Reishi Kosher. Just brings anything to bring Orshe Kasha. The first two Sif from the Lashon Rambam. In Sif Yod is Nikdam Reshe Kasha, the first Shita. Yesh Poison Nikdam Reshe, brings down Yesh Poison Nikdam Reshe. Like the Shita's all that's going to be possible. The Raven, in other words, going that the Stirs of Suga, the Divmap, and the Stirs of Suga. He says, what should one do? It's a good thing to be machmir if it's possible to get another one. And as you have another one, you should go, it's a good thing to be machmir. And as bad to make a din, we're going, what's the halacha? Kasher, should make a brach on it? Good thing to be machmir if it's av shabacher. If you could find another one, then it's good to be machmir to go with the shitas that Nikdam Reish is going to be passing. The Mechabit starts with the Reish of Kasha. Stam B'yesh, but some passing to Stam B'yesh. Even the Ramah is saying, Tevlach, Mark, Shav, Shavacher. Shav, Shavacher, you should go ahead and be Machmer and try to get another one. Now, Bedekla, I guess, Aram Metzias, Bedekla, the stuff you guys are paying for. You're not getting Nikdam Reish. And Bedekla, it's not going to be a problem. The Ikka Shaila is going to be Benegeah, the stuff coming out in between. A lot of times you have stuff coming out in between.
Have you seen that?
All the time. Yes, all the time. You don't check it out. You don't look through your Adasim. You just bring it to a rubber, I see. You don't look at that. What?
You don't look at the buckets.
Oh, you mean look at it? You just buy a pack? Yeah. By the time you've done the Sugi, not. Benegeah, so Shatzim brings down like this. The Mishra brings down. You have little branches coming out. You have to cut them off. It's like the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel that you have to cut it off in order that it shouldn't be a hefsek bein hakanim, and it's going to be mafsek it. It's like the Shar Tzion that Chayodam Mashmi Kulam Tzarech Look to Mitzam when say Kulam to everyone you have to cut it because of Machsa Shekel. They have to do Maksa Shekel. Dafka Shu, Mafsik, Rape, Kanam, Shel, Shehadas. They would say that's Mafsik and Rape, Shehadas. The Hadas, you have to cut it off because it's messing up the Avis. And it's not called Mashulash, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So, first, the Shasin saying, Mamash have to do it in a situation where its Rape of it is going to have a Hefsik because you're messing up the Mashulash, and if you have a Chiv to go ahead and cut it off. The Sheva Levi points out that the Shasin is only Macham and Rape, but that's. There's a whole discussion we're going to see. What do you need mashalosh? You need roiv mashalosh or you need kulam mashalosh? Do you have to have roiv of the shear? And if you have roiv of the shear, mashalosh is going to be enough. And we're going to see machalosh shayim and shayla we paskin. or it's supposed to be kulei mishulas. We are mahadir to get a kulei mishulas. So Shlevi Levi points out that
kulei
mishulas
means the
shear, or means the so that's a big shaila. But some doesn't say bidyuk exact. Can you attach together? I mean, that was because I'm not sure. Do you have to have three tefachim straight, or you go skip one or two, and so he's saying the big chayatim sinai. So now the Shlevi says that on the tzad that lemaisa nachdu machmir we're machmir that should be kulei mishulas. So if we machmir that should be kulei mishulas, so then even if there's one or two in between, then you should go ahead and machmir cut it off, because it's being mafsik in those, that's not considered mishulas, and therefore you should go ahead and cut those. You should go ahead and cut those off. So look at the side. So he brings down that machshakas you have to do it. Then the cover and stanel says zel rakla das machim dekem reishay. That's going according to the mandam rov nektem reishay atvim machmer. Freshen suk kiva banaf malalu. Avadas machshirim nektem reishay. Freshen suk b'ktimis reish. Ain't sakal you want to do it. Lechem nektem akvin nazeh. And let's make a cheshem suga over here. You know, what's the makar you have to cut these things off? Where does it come from? Right. We have a steer of suga. Nektam Rishi Apostle. And the suga later on, Nektam Rishi cutting off is going to be kosher. Ruf learns that what? Steer of suga. It's fine. So we have no makar you have to do that. There's anything. If you don't have any discussion of cutting things on the side, then why do we have to do it? Like, where does it come from? So in the Ruf, it just says Nektam Rishi Apostle.
I know, always.
Not as far as far you say that like that. That stops, it's always in between, it's not in between like that. Is that coming mamish from the thing itself? And that's four. It's like a branch on the side, this and that growing out of it. So in the Rif, you have no makar. In the Mordechai, the Chiv David, you have no makar. In the Ravid, we have two Malcolm in the Ravid. Okay, fine, the top, the bottom, but it's only that one side in the Ravid. So in a lot of the Rishenim, we have no makar, such a thing. Right, the Ikadin, we all not like the Ravid. The Ikadin is going to be, the Ikadin, we're going to say, Nikta Mesha is going to be kosher. It's only a Tevla Hachim. The Ivra Kamran Asanel says that the Maisa in the Cheshmer Sigah, it's only according to the Ravid. If you don't, Nikta Mesha is going to be kosher, and ain't your own Tumbai and Sisham occur. Therefore, it means that the Minig Shem Akbin is saying, the Minig is that we're not Machmarin it, because in the Cheshmer Rishonim, it comes out that the latter Shem Hol is not going to be a problem. The Chazan Shasa says that. What do you say? What do you say? Yeah, but it sounds like this. Rewind over here. The Chayadim saying everyone has to cut it off. The Chayadim says everyone has to cut it off. That's the Kamban say. That everyone has to cut it off. Maybe like it's a svar. You have to go and do it. That the Kamban Sandal and Chazanish is saying that no. Roy Rishainim, well, you do not have to cut it off. So we don't know. The Chazanish says, do we have a Ravid? Yes, we definitely have a Ravid. It's the Chazanish. If you're afraid by cutting off, maybe you're going to mess up your, you know, youngster's good hands. You're going to cut off another one of the leaves. Or you're going to cut off the thing. Or you're going to make it not so nice. Well, ideally, also, you have a Ravid and it'd be a good thing to do. And it's the correct thing to do. But Zakta Chazanish, Roy Rishon will not like that. And therefore, if you have some type of concern, come and maybe you might cough the thing, might do something like that. Zakta Chazanish, you don't have to go ahead and cut it. You don't have to go ahead and cut it off. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chachila, what should you do? Cut a Merav Yontem. L'chachila, you should cut a Merav Yontem. But if not, it's not the end of the world. No. Oh, so just doing on Yontem is very interesting. In terms of doing on Yontem, it's interesting that it sounds like what? Right, so it's very interesting. You know, there's a bad sim, the only problem is the second sim, which is possible, which is coming kosher. It seems to be over here that being machmer, that you should not go out and do any yontiv on the side that, since being that there is one side, that being that there is one side that it is misakin, so it seems to be that the shatzin is being cautious for that, and everybody says you should go ahead and cut it, mayor of yontiv. Okay, so that's a misakin over here. What? Right, saying on its side it is a tikkun. If not, there's no such a tikkun.
I think it's going out of the side in between the kind of the kind of.
How much of Kimo's going to be problematized as pasulus? So if it's cut off, how much is it? If it's cut off, let's say a mashu, is that a problem? Not a problem. How much is a problem? So we saw in Tafresh Mameh that the Berlach brought down Sevav that it doesn't say the share of Bidyuk how much it is. And Kipshutta, we machmer even on a Ketima Mashu. So, what's in the second way? The Rosh, the Lach is the two Shidas Rishainim. Kabbalah's Iker Din is that's going to be Kasher. Toiv, Lahachmer, B'makim, Shavsher. It's good to be machmer, B'makim, Shavsher. Makim Shavsher is good to be machmer. With the Chachila, we're machmer for the Shidas Arayvid, which is that we cut off the stuff in between. That's talking about Chachila Shabbai. If what's called again, if there's going to be some type of chisarn based on it, and you're going to get a step of pastas, then b'chei gamna, we're not going to. Then, the conversations with the gamna is make like the rishayim. Definitely, after raivid is mocking to go in and be machmer. And if you have a scenario which there'll be some type of chisarn, and that time over there you don't have over there. If you have a situation you don't have some type of chisarn, then over there there is a. You don't have to go in and do it, and over there you don't have to go in and do it.